Well, good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And I'm Brad to the Bone. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of classic rock, rockabilly, punk, acid rock, all my old vinyl LPs, burning them digital, and letting you enjoy them. And playing them for you out there in cyberland. What have I got today? You might hear in the background a little Jackson Brown. A little live Jackson Brown. It's actually a bootleg. A bootleg, that's right. Remember bootlegs? Bootleg LPs? Usually a very poor quality recording. Somebody often sneaks in an old tape recorder or whatever to a performance. Records a little live action. Sells it on the black market. And this one's called Jackson Brown Rated X. And he was pretty high a couple of times out there. It sounds like it at least. So. A little folk music, Jackson Brown, 1975? I have no idea. I'll get that for you at the intermission soon. So let's get into Side A, though, right now on Jackson Brown's Rated X, the bootleg, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Tender. They're like a star on an L.A. billboard. First they'll appear and then they're gone. First they'll thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This song here is a song that I got this off of Bonnie Raitt's new album, which hasn't been released yet. But she invited me and a bunch of other of her friends down to the studio to sing harmonies on this. It's that kind of a song. It's the only song ever written by this lady named Nan O'Byrne. It's a genuine Texas ballroom song. It's called Your Sweet and Shiny Eyes. People, you know, because they're talking about your shiny eyes. Or about dogs or something, you know. So. Your sweet and shiny eyes are like the stars above. Like meat potatoes to eat. In the sweet dreams we start in a bar, and it's my birthday, drinking salty my birthday, and we're having our picture taken with Fernando. Now this here's a Lowell George tune. You might not know him, but you might know Little Feet. His band. Reason I know this tune is that Lowell George got so screwed up one night he couldn't ride his motorcycle home and hold on to the tapes at the same time, so he left them in my place. And I figured this thing out. This is, let's go Long Distance Love.
Yeah. and I know this guy that works with Linda Ronstadt's band named Andrew Gold. Andrew maintains that it's actually one of the funniest things you can possibly do is to put a lampshade on your head
at a party.
That's really that's it. That's about as high as humor can get, man.
Get that old lampshade on your head and walk around.
Thank you. changes behind me. In my lessons at love's pain and heartache school. Well, if you filter free and you need something to remind you, there's this loneliness springing up from your life like a fountain from a pool. Fountain of sorrow, fountain of light. You've known that hollow sound of your own steps in flight. You've had to hide sometimes, but now you're all right. And it's good to see your smiling face tonight.
All right, Fountain of Sorrow, Jackson Browne. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, where I play my eclectic collection of classic rock and punk, rockabilly, new wave, various vinyl LPs. Brad's Vinyl being burned to digital, and that was side A of Jackson Browne's Rated X, also called You Just Want Meat. That'll be coming up soon. And we start out with track one, Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies, followed up by Take It Easy, then Your Sweet and Shiny Eyes, Long Distance, and Fountain of Sorrow. Jackson Browne out of Heidelberg, Germany. Jackson Browne was born in Heidelberg, that's right, Germany. And he initially started playing with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band back in 1966, performing in Huntington Beach at the old Golden Bear, now closed. But they used to open up for the Lovin' Spoonful. Those of you that are older, more mature listeners out there might remember the Lovin' Spoonful. And Jackson Browne, by the way, that track number 2, Take It Easy. Everybody identifies with the Eagles. Eagles taking that track to stardom. Take It Easy was actually written by Jackson Browne in 70-something. Collaboration with Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey, the founder, of course, of the Eagles. Browne and Frey were buddies forever, and Jackson Browne had written parts of Take It Easy, and the second verse, he was like struggling with it, actually. He was kind of struggling finishing that song, and which is odd, being the outstanding songwriter Jackson Browne is, and his neighbor, friend and neighbor, actually, Glenn Frey was a neighbor as well, and Browne actually gave it to him for the new band and asked him to finish the lyrics and so on and so forth. So Frey stepped in, and actually Frey contributed the lyric, "Such a fine sight to see, it's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford." And both bands performed the song, so it's kind of a shared collaboration, Take It Easy. Anyways, enough of that, and that was side A of the bootleg. This is actually a bootleg LP recorded live. Probably somebody stuck a tape recorder down their pants or something, I don't know. Sorry for the sound quality, but that's just the way it was back in 1974. I don't know when this album came out. Bootleg back in the 70s. And, yeah, the quality's not so great, but some fun stuff, and that's part of my collection here on Brad's Vinyl. So let's head on into side B of Jackson Browne's Rated X right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Now, this is a song written by a really good friend of mine named Warren Zevon. Z-E-V-O-N, Zevon, like Levon, only not Levon, Zevon. This is, he's pretty much unknown, right? I mean, never heard of him, right? I've known him since 1968. Most people who write a great body of work, you know, have critics and admirers to break these works up into little periods. You know, identify little streaks, you know. Picasso, you know, his blue period, you know, like that. Oh, because Zevon's so unknown, he's got nobody to do this for him. He does it himself. His earlier works, we got to do some of his songs later on too, and, you know, his earlier ones were pretty sensitive. These belong to what he refers to as his poetico-schmetico period. And recently he's been writing a lot of stuff that belonged to his berserko period. This one we're going to do for you right now belongs to sort of the body in between. This is one of those works that belongs to what he refers to as his 60s apocalyptical meaningless period. It's called Mohammed's Radio. I was gonna wear my burnous for this one now. Lawrence of Bryn Mawr. Oh, fuck that. So, everybody's restless, they got nowhere to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow. Don't it make you wanna rock and roll? Mohammed's Radio. I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on the radio. Mohammed's Radio. La 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 la. Now the sheriff's got
everybody's problems too. And he'll surely, surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Now don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long, Mohammed's radio? I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on the radio, Mohammed's radio. Everybody's hustling, trying to make ends meet. You work all day and you can't afford the price of gasoline and wheat. Oh, their lives are incomplete, but don't it make you want to rock and roll? Hoping that the righteous might just come. Nah, 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 nah. Heard the general whispering to his aide de camp, be watchful for Mohammed's lamb. Well, I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on the radio.
Me and my baby go downtown. Police come and they knock me down. Cocaine running all around my brain. take salad, I'll take soup. Ain't no difference between the two. Cocaine, I'm running all around my brain. Cocaine's for roadies, not for men. They say it'll kill you, but they won't say when. Cocaine ran all around my brain. Cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Heading up Maine, looking for that girl who sells cocaine. Cocaine, burning all around my brain. Pulled out my pocket, looked through the note, filled in my pocket, said, no more coke. Cocaine, burning all around my brain. So cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine all around my brain. Sing that song because I've had mine. I had mine and two or three other people's too. All right, now this song is written by a real good friend of Davis and mine named Doug Haywood. Now Doug's peculiar. He's got a really odd sense of humor. He's got a master's degree in bumpkin. I mean, he's just the most convincing fool you ever saw. And he and his girlfriend have these little sexual games they like to play, little disguises and stuff. My favorite one is the Alaskan waitress. That's where she wears this apron that somebody picked up in a tourist shop in Anchorage. It's got a map of Alaska with polar bears and Eskimos on the corners, you know. Little rhinestones where the main cities are and stuff. And she wears this apron, you know, with nothing else but muckluks and these fur gloves. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, she wears a ski mask, too. So. He wrote this song. This is one of his more sort of a ballad, sort of a love song.
goes like this, Chris. Well, it came to me as you came. You don't even know my name. You just as soon be fucking a doorknob, you asshole, you. You'll fuck anything that moves, and I'll tell you what that proves. You just want meat, you don't want me, you asshole, you. Could last a little longer. I get so mad that I could spit. I don't need that kind of shit. Well, you toy with my affection. Called the Werewolves of London. Now, everywhere above the tropic Cancer, where that foot's coming down, that's a snare beat. However, down in Jamaica, you know, that's where they put their foot. Now, this song was written by Warren Zevon. Remember the name, Z-E-V-O-N. I seen a werewolf walking with a Chinese menu in his hand through the streets of Soho in the rain, looking for that place they call Soho Land. Gonna buy myself a big plate of beef chow mein. Werewolves of London. Werewolves of London. Well, he's that hairy-handed gent that ran amok in Kent, and lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. Well, you better not let him in. He'll rip out your lung, Jim. Ha! I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. Ah, werewolves of London. Little old lady was mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Well, you better not let him in. He'll rip out your lung, Jim. Huh. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. Think we can get this on the radio? Shit, we are on the radio.
Okay, here comes the hook. Are you ready? Ready for the hook?
Yep, I am ready for the hook. Yeah, get to the bed.
Seen Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, y'all, and they was doing the Werewolves of London. Seen Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, and they was doing the Werewolves of London. Ah, Werewolves of London. Walking all by himself, and he looked just like the werewolves of London. Ah, werewolves of London. E Street Shuffle. Ah, werewolves of London. Seen Bill Drake walking with that jockey. They were both having a heart attack about the werewolves of London. Ah, werewolves of London. Ah, werewolves of London. What do you think? We think we got a hit? Rick. He slumped over the banister over there. Okay, I just want to hear the werewolves of Bryn Mawr one time. Werewolves of Bryn Mawr. Werewolves of Greater Philly. Werewolves of Pennsylvania. Werewolves of Pennsylvania. Well, he's a hairy-handed gent that ran amok in Kent. And lately he's been overheard in Bryn Mawr. Well, you better not let him in. He'll rip out your long, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Werewolves of London. Werewolves of London.
Thank you.
Ready for the sky? Didn't we do Ready or Not? We did. No, we did that, right? Everything we did everything last night.
I don't think you
don't want to hear Walking Slow. No. Either.
Boy, Boy, I am really, I'm starting to lose my grip, man. I could swear we did all those songs already. No? Get your own show. That's all right. We'll do all that stuff. You gotta be prepared to sort of help out if I forget some of the words of these things, sister. All right. That's right, it's Shaft. That Shaft is a bad mother. Well, I'm talking about Shaft.
Thank you.
Yes, how long have I been sleeping? Jackson Browne, live there, bootleg, late for the sky, running out of steam, sounds like maybe running out of coke, more like. Cocaine. We started out with side B there with Muhammad's Radio, Warren Zevon, followed by Cocaine. Fun song, very fun song. Lyrics, you take Sally, I'll take Sue. There ain't no difference between the two. Cocaine running all around my brain. And he, man, Jackson's tired in these performances, as you can hear him fade away. Third track there, one of my favorite. You just want meat. You don't want me, you asshole, you. That's a hilarious track. And then followed by some fun play with the Werewolves of London, taking a little dig at Bruce Springsteen, saying he looks just like a werewolf of London. And some ad-libbing there, and 10 seconds of Shaft on the piano there, and then moving into Late for the Sky and fading away, forgetting the lyrics and bantering about with the audience, even firing back at one guy who says, sing that song! And Jackson saying, get your own show. And yeah, that was Jackson Browne's Rated X bootleg right here on Brad's Vinyl. Jackson Browne. I've got more Jackson Browne. Hope you listen to one of our future shows. And apologizing again for the sound quality. It is a bootleg, and it is an old LP. A little bit of ticks and scratches on there. Thanks for listening to Brad to the Bone here on Brad's Vinyl. We'll see you next time.